You speak into this. That machine there takes this and it puts it on this thing, and then you take that and you play that, and then it says what you said here.
Thank you. Well, that's Squirrel.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, that was that was a long introduction to this week's All Songs Considered.
Madly Love, right?
Yeah. So you'll have to tell people what that was, because you shared that record with me without me knowing anything about this band, and I've been listening to it and loving it, and only while we were listening just now did I learn.
This is the music of Jim Jarmusch, the filmmaker.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked to him and he played guest DJ for us. I don't know. It was the Altamara Parties Festival. Was it 2009-ish?
Yeah, sounds right.
And he told us about this group that he plays psychedelic, feedback-y music with. Jim Jarmusch and this fellow Carter Logan and Shane Stoneback were working together on the film The Limits of Control. And they got together and started making music, which they needed some psychedelia of some sorts for the movie. And they now have been putting out a series of EPs. This one comes out May 21st, featuring four songs. I actually want to see them in a small bar, just like one of his films, right?
I loved how gritty the guitars were on that, really mangled nicely. Nicely done.
Yeah, all about the sound on that record. So that song was called Pink Dust. I don't know anything about the woman who's doing that amazing voice who leads us off.
Yeah. And you should note that this is Squirrel, S-Q-U-R-L, with umlaut over the U.
Yes, of course it is.
You could have it no other way.
That's right.
Well, I want to play something from a record that's all about the sounds, too, but it's a much different sound. It's a very clean sound. The band is Baths. It's electronic musician Will Wiesenfeld. He's based out of Los Angeles. He put out one of 2010's best albums, I thought, called Cerulean. And that was literally a bedroom recording that he did entirely on his own in his bedroom. And his music is this really nice mix of chopped up beats and ambient sounds and found sounds, and just a very crisp, clear sound. I love how it comes out of the headphones. And he's got a new record coming up. It's his follow-up to Cerulean. The new record's called Obsidian, and I want to play the opening cut. It's called Worsening.
Earth was like a fat black tongue dripping torrent down the eye. Slowly into my shivering eyes. I might walk upright, but then again, I might still try to.
praise God when you hate him most. When the mouths in the earth can be bited my robes. Hell that sits below, now you interrail the bellow and the cold. The lifeless, the worsening souls.
What do you think?
I sure did love that.
Yeah.
And headphones was a wonderful thing here.
Yeah, you definitely want to listen to this, that song and the whole record on headphones. You know, I try to make music, some electronic music, and I hear stuff like this and I think I have no idea what I'm doing. I just think that this is just a spectacular, amazing song and record. There's so many nice surprises. It's very mysterious and some fantastic sort of vocal harmonies going on there. Love the beats. Again, this is Baths, and the record is called Obsidian. That song was Worsening. And this record's a little darker than his earlier stuff. Before he started recording it, working on it, he was bedridden. Will Wiesenfeld, the artist, was bedridden with E. coli, if you can believe it. E. coli. That's serious. And he was also obsessed with reading about the Dark Ages and the Black Plague and Dante's Inferno. So yeah, he went pretty dark for this one. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful record. It is out May 28th.
Yum.
It's my birthday.
Is that right?
It's my birthday.
What should we give Robin Hilton for his birthday?
Oh, Bob, you know, I have so many toys I want.
How about a MIDI sound effects library?
Oh, the 28th is a Tuesday. We put our new shows up on Tuesday, so it'll have to be a big birthday.
You know what?
We'll have to make it all about me.
I think you can't be on the show that day. I think I may do the Daft Punk.
Oh, guest DJ.
Guest DJ, if that all goes. I mean, if we like talking to one another.
Well, so you're saying that Daft Punk is more important than my feelings.
Let me think about that and play the next song. I'm going to do something by a group called Daughter. Slough that one off.
Oh, yeah, Daughter, yes.
Yeah, Daughter. I went and saw them live. I liked their music. Maybe I just plain didn't pay enough attention because all of the people there in this place, the Black Cat, was packed with uber fans. It was one of those weekday nights late shows where everybody knew all the words and stuff. And I love those
things.
So was
this just so people know there's a smaller room and a big room at the Black Cat?
They
filled the big room.
Yeah.
All right.
On a weekday night. It's
wow.
Really quite beautiful. And you know, it's a very ambient music. It's not like, let's go rocking out on a weekday night. It's kind of a very moody music. In fact, some of the producers have worked with the XX, worked with Sigur Rós.
Oh, okay.
Elena Tonra is the guitarist and the vocalist here. And it's just another guitarist and another drummer. That's the whole band. I'm going to play a song called Youth from the group Daughter. And the album's called If You Leave.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong. Most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home. Most of us are bitter over someone, setting fire to our insides for fun, to distract our hearts from ever missing love. But I'm forever missing you.
That really went in some surprising directions. I was not expecting the song to get that big when it started. You know, those opening guitar lines, you mentioned the XX, and those opening guitar lines really reminded me of the XX, the way they sort of slide through the notes, and also the range that they were in on the guitar.
The ambience, too,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, the way it was recorded, for sure, yeah.
Group is called Daughter. The record's out. It's If You Leave is the name of the album. We're recording this before Mother's Day, I understand. And I understand that everybody's listening to it. Mother's Day's happened. You got to wait another whole year. But the fact that we played Daughter made me think of Mother's Day, and it's coming up on Mother's Day, and I just got my card out, barely. But I
send flowers every year.
Do you? That's awesome. Yeah. So my mom likes cards. I sent a card and a gift. But there was this great, there was a BuzzFeed thing that just made me laugh so hard out loud alone last night. It's 25 texts that will make you appreciate your mom. It says, mom writes to the son, "Your great aunt just passed away, LOL." And Kid writes back and says, "Why is that funny?" "It's not funny, David. What do you mean?" "Mom, LOL means laughing out loud." "Oh my goodness, I sent that to everyone. I thought it means lots of love. I have to call everyone back. Oh God."
My mom's on the interweb, and she uses LOL as lots of love. Or she does did she? For a while. Can it be used for both, though, maybe?
I don't know, but boy, don't mix those things up. Your granddad has just passed away. LOL.
That's hilarious.
That's just really, that did me right.
Well, speaking of special occasions, the last time we heard from our next artist was this past Christmas. How about that for a transition?
Yes, I love. Was this the one where we did in the cabin?
Yeah,
in the
we
woods?
Had the party out in the we rented this cabin out. And we
She's
had
not one of the ones more. That stiffed us, is she?
She is. She is Sam Phillips. You know, last time we heard from her, she totally stood us up for our holiday party. Sam, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, I just had to call you. I thank you so much for your invitation, but I can't make it. I can't come. I feel so bad, but you know, I am in intense pet therapy with my dog.
Oh.
And yeah, it's the, you know, the holidays are so hard for him. There was some sort of trauma.
Sure.
We're not really sure what the trauma was, but he has an intense fear of the flocking on Christmas trees.
Oh my.
And in fact, we think that maybe at some point he was flocked.
Oh, we could take our flocking off. I mean, yeah. It's really okay. We could just, or blindfold your dog.
And no matter what we did, no matter how we tried, poor Sam and Arnie, they were home for the holidays and...
I never followed up with her to make sure A, she actually has a dog, and B, if she does, then make sure Arnie's okay and gotten through the holidays. But Sam is about is coming back, and she is about to put out a new record. I was so excited when I heard that this was happening. I'd say she's one of our all time favorite songwriters. She just makes this beautiful, just wonderfully melodic, sort of ramshackle pop music. And I want to play a cut from her new record that is coming out. It's called Push Any Button. And this song from Sam is called No Time Like Now.
Bye.
Love the sentiment in this song. She says at one point, what comes after living is bigger than we know. And, you know, Sam Phillips has been making music for a long time. She started in the 80s, and she was, at the time, she was making Christian pop music. And sometime in the late 80s, just around, you know, maybe close to 88, 90, she reinvented herself, changed her sound. She got on labels, was dropped from labels. She's been through a lot, and I feel like, as an artist, you can hear this in this music. She's arrived at a really good place. And she says that when she recorded the song afterwards, it was a hot night, and she stepped outside and she was looking at the stars, and she realized that there was no better time than the moment she was living in than making music with people she loved. And it's just such a beautiful...
That is perfect.
Yeah, beautiful image, beautiful sentiment, and this is a beautiful record.
She could have written that song at our holiday party looking at the stars outside that cabin.
You know what else would have
been
beautiful? Another beautiful place she could have arrived was our party.
It really is. She is, to me, the kind of music that Paul McCartney makes best. You know, there's something just beautiful in the verses and the choruses and how things fit together in the melody. It all has what I came to love Paul McCartney for, Sam Phillips continues to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mentioned that she was making this record with some people. Those people are Jay Bellarose.
Best percussionist maybe ever.
I don't know. He's an amazing drummer. I'm so beautiful. Glad that she continues to work with him, Jennifer Condos on bass, and Eric Gorfain on lead guitar.
And remember, they came and did the Tiny Desk Concert, one of our very early Tiny Desk Concerts.
Yeah, and we still have that online for people to watch. This record, she's putting out herself on her website, and samphillips.com. You can go pre-order it there.
I'm going to see if we can get this next band at our Tiny Desk Concert. This is a group called Front Bottoms. Do you know the Front Bottoms?
I don't know the Front Bottoms.
they are a duo from New Jersey. I saw them at CMJ, and they were one of the most lively bunches. It's another one of those shows. I've told you about a few of these now where I walk mm-hmm. in a room, and everybody knows everything, and I know nothing about a band. And, you know, this was in New York, so this is a Jersey band. So they had their fan base there.
Yeah.
But they're the kind of things like Mountain Goats where the lyrics are so smart, they're so cutting, they're so funny, and this is very punky, too. So I'm going to play a song from a new Front Bottoms record that's coming out, and I'm quite thrilled about. The album's called Talon of the Hawk, and this song is called Au Revoir.
You know what I think's really sad? I know how really sad you are. I'm probably going to leave real soon. Just wanted to let you know before I say.
Short and sweet, the Front Bottoms.
Yeah, that song started off, I thought, I don't know if this is, if you're going to win me over. And then when it kicked in, I was sold. That's great.
The whole album is fabulous. Song after song, just biting, fun, playful lyrics. by Brian Sella, and the drummer there is Matthew Uchik. They'd be a fun tiny desk. We'll see. We haven't, you know, we're building up our volume. A couple things are happening. You haven't seen out there new tiny desk videos from the new space we're at. We're still rolling out ones we've done in the old building, mm-hmm. and pretty soon we'll have a video with OK Go that mm-hmm. makes a transition from building old building to new building, and that's coming very soon. And then we'll start rolling out some of the new stuff.
Yeah,
but we have done a number, but nothing really loud. I think we have a bagpiper coming in, though.
I hope so.
Test the limits. That's what we're here on Earth for.
I'm taking this out on this band, so I was going to play a song from it, and when we come back, I was going to play something else to give you an idea of how diverse this record is. But let me just play the top of the opening cut to this record. The band is Lemuria, and the album is called The Distance Is So Big. Let's just listen to the top, take a few seconds to listen to this, and see if you can guess how the rest of the record would sound.
Okay. Northern Lights.
Very creepy. Reminds me of the monolith scene.
And I thought it was pretty.
In 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're all inspecting it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, very nice. So,
so where are we going? We're going to...
so now we're going to go to...
Banjo?
This is by far my discovery of the week. Lemuria, this is...
Spelled L-E-M-U-R-I-A.
Yes. It's this is a band from Buffalo, New York. They've been around a while, and I haven't heard them before. Lars called their music, Lars Gotrich here on NPR music team, called the Lemuria songs awkward pop songs. And I thought that's a pretty good description. It is pop music, but it's also a little punkish and a little playful, but a little gritty. There's just a really nice disjointed urgency to their songs. They've got a new record coming out on June 18th called The Distance Is So Big, and I want to play a fantastic song called Oahu, Hawaii.
Awesome. And before we go, there's James Blake concert going up online, a full concert with video.
Yeah, from the 930 Club. Remember the All Songs Considered 24/7 channel, music channel. You can find a link for that on our website.
Just music. Added tons more songs,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go out on Lemuria. Again, the song Oahu, Hawaii from The Distance Is So Big. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Robin. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.